AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared Moscow was suspending its participation in the new START treaty, the last remaining nuclear arms control pact with the U.S., raising tensions with Washington over the war in Ukraine. President Biden was in Poland a day after a surprise visit to Kyiv.
As Ukraine continues to defend itself against the Russian onslaught and launch counteroffensives of its own, there will continue to be hard and very bitter days.
The president says Ukraine has the backing of the U.S. and NATO allies. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking charge of the cleanup in a toxic Ohio train derailment. The Norfolk Southern train derailment has upended the lives of people in East Palestine, Ohio.
We're not going to leave this community behind. We're not going to leave this community to manage this aftermath alone. We are with you.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern must take all available measures to clean up contaminated air and water and reimburse the federal government for a new program to provide cleaning services for impacted residents and businesses. If they don't do it, the EPA will step in.
Conduct the work ourselves and then force Norfolk Southern to pay triple in cost according to the powers granted by my agency.
Regan says he knows the order cannot undo the nightmare that families in East Palestine have been living with. A federal judge barred the general public and media from a courtroom in New York, where defense lawyers claim emotional testimony from victims has spoiled the death penalty phase of the trial of a man who admits that he killed eight people on a bike path on behalf of a terrorist group. Brittany Griner is headed back to the Phoenix Mercury. Griner, who was a free agent, re-signed. The 32-year-old had said she would return to Phoenix in a social media post in December after she was returned home from her 10-month detainment in Russia. Brittany Griner last played for the Mercury in 2021. This is AP News. With spring training just getting started, Major League Baseball players are going to have to learn some new rules. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says fans were asked about changing the game, and they responded. There were two things that stood out. One is the pace of games. It's too slow. Also,
fans want more action, more balls in play. And three, fans want to see more of the athleticism of our great players.
A noticeable change in the upcoming season will be a pitch clock. Pitchers will have 15 seconds to throw with nobody on, 20 seconds if there's a base runner. MLB Executive Vice President Morgan Sword says the game needs to speed up.
A fan is now waiting over almost 4 minutes between things happening on average on the baseball field, where that number was 2.5 minutes. 60, 70 years ago.
According to Major League Baseball, the pitch timer reduced 9-inning games by a whopping 25 minutes last year during tests in the minor leagues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.